There is multiple strategy to increase importance for a health behavior change. First, you explore the patient value. What things are important to you in life? What are your most important values? How do your values fit with your current situation and choice? How could you live even more in line with what is important to you? Then you can use importance ruler. On a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is the most important thing you could imagine, how important is it to make a change? What makes it a X instead of X minus 2? What will make it a X plus 2 instead of a X? Whatever number they tell you, even low, you use affirmation. For example, if they are a 3, you tell them, a 3, it is good, better than a 1. Why are you a 3 and not a 1? And you get more change talk. You can then reflect on that change talk. Then you ask, how can we help you to become a 5? And you will get information that you could never thought about. One day I was doing a home visit with a patient who had a pattern to fail her driver's license. So I used motivational interviewing to help her. When I asked her how important it was to get her driver's license, she answered a 6. I told her, a 6, it's very good. Why not a 4? She explained to me that she needed her driver's license to bring her children to school. When I asked her, how can we help you to become an 8? I was so surprised. She started to cry and finally told me that she had been in a car accident 2 years ago and was actually very scared of driving. She accepted psychotherapy and was successful. That day, I realized the power of the motivational interviewing. Providing professional thought is another strategy. This is ask, tell, ask. You ask, I have some idea about this. Are you interested in hearing my thought? Then you go into tell and provide a menu of options. And you ask again, how would any of those fit for you? Please consider using the third person, like some people might, instead of you. Exchanging information or provide elicit is another strategy. What do you know about diabetes? And you get information. Provide the information that the patient doesn't have or correct any misunderstanding. And then you can elicit again change talk by asking them, what do you make of that?